Mr. Speaker, sadly, universal credit is only one of a string of failures of this government. Everywhere you look, it's a government in chaos. On the most important issues facing this country, it's a shambles. Brexit negotiations made no progress. Bombardier and other workers facing redundancy. Most working people worse off. Young people pushed into record levels of debt. 1 million elderly people not getting essential care. Our NHS at breaking point. Mr. Speaker, this government is more interested in fighting amongst themselves than in solving these problems. Mr. Speaker, isn't it the case, Mr. Speaker, that if a Prime Minister can't lead, she should leave?
Tell the right honourable gentleman what the record of this government is. A deficit down by over two-thirds. 3 million more people in jobs. 1.8 million more children in good or outstanding schools. More people visiting A&E. More people getting operations than ever before. Record levels of funding in the NHS, record levels of funding into our schools. But what did we see about the Labour Party? What did we see about the Labour Party from their conference? Well, what we saw...
Members are becoming very, very overexcited. The response will be heard. The Prime Minister.
What did we hear from Labour's conference? From Labour's conference... Don't want to... What happened at Labour's conference? First of all, shelter... said that the Labour Party's housing policy would end up harming people on low incomes. Labour's flagship Haringey Council rejected another of their housing policies. The Equalities and Human Rights Commission said Labour need to establish that it is not a racist party. Brighton Council threatened to ban Labour conferences because of freely expressed anti-Semitism. And that was all before the Shadow Chancellor admitted a Labour government would bring a run on the pound and ordinary working people.